It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, supporters of our radio broadcasts, newspaper commentaries, and websites agree that speaking up and bringing attention to the need for jobs in America should have been addressed by America's national elected leaders 30 years ago. Our supporters understand that businesses have obligations to investors who authorize moving overseas if that's what it takes to ensure profits. However, America's elected leaders have an obligation to the American people, and they should have responded to the loss of industries and jobs in America. They were elected to represent the best interests of America's present and future taxpayers and ensure the stability of America's economy. Would it be so impossible for our national elected leaders to mandate that America be restored as the very best place to do business in the world? Supporters of the Buy American Made campaign have demonstrated that with all of us working together, our future is full of possibilities. But which of America's national elected leaders are helping to lead the way? Now, there are changes taking place in the world right now, and America has the opportunity to restore its industries and job skills from manufacturing to servicing and selling products made here in the USA. As the cost of labor overseas and the cost of shipping products to the USA continues to rise, corporations must be encouraged to relocate in the USA. Supporting the Buy American Made campaign is a win-win situation for American workers, America's businesses, and America's economy. This is Michael Blehosh, and I thank you for your comments and suggestions. Tune in to American Workers Radio every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on 860 a.m., broadcasting in the Philadelphia area. And now, with modern technology, our supporters can tune in live or listen to rebroadcasts from our internet site, AmericanWorkersRadio.com.